from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks. Today, tribal leaders are speaking out following allegations of tribal members detained by ICE in Minneapolis. And we'll look into what state lawmakers are saying about the sale of shares of a government leased building. It's Monday, January 12th. Here are today's stories. Multiple tribal leaders are condemning recent actions of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, namely recent allegations of harassment and detainment of tribal members in Minneapolis. SDPB's CJ Keene reports.
A statement from the Office of President Frank Starr comes out of the Oglala Sioux Tribe says he is aware of reports of the detainment of four Oglala tribal members by ICE in Minneapolis. This comes in the wake of the death of Renee Nicole Good, who was fatally shot by ICE officers in Minneapolis. In the report, an Oglala bystander was able to get their tribal identities, but unable to get their names. In the statement, President Starr comes out writes, quote, "All Native people born within the territorial limits of the United States are recognized as U.S. citizens by birth. Because I'm both a tribal citizen and a U.S. citizen, ICE has no lawful authority to detain me." Further, Starr comes out, writes that treaties confirm the inherent sovereignty of Native tribes and a nation-to-nation relationship with the U.S. government. He advises tribal members, if detained, not speak with ICE agents without an attorney present. In another statement, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Chairman Steve Sitting Bear writes, quote, "Our nation is a sovereign government, and our members are not immigrants. We are not subject to immigration enforcement on our own lands." He goes on to say that ICE activity is not welcome or authorized on the lands of the Standing Rock Reservation, and that unauthorized personnel will be escorted from the reservation. He advises tribal members always carry their tribal identification cards, which confirms both the citizenship and the political status of the carrier. South Dakota is not immune from the recent wave of immigration crackdowns, as immigration arrests and operations have been reported in communities across the state in recent months. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Many state lawmakers are voicing concerns over what they say is a lack of transparency in the ownership of the Rapid City One Stop. The Rapid City One Stop opened in 2022 and was meant to streamline and modernize state operations by housing multiple state offices in a single location. The project, along with a similar facility in Sioux Falls, faced legislative scrutiny in 2025 over the cost and lengths of the contracts. Some lawmakers also questioned why the state did not own the buildings in the first place. The state granted both projects to Dream Design International, but president of the company, Hanny Shaffy, told SDPB he sold a majority share of the Rapid City One Stop years ago to Boyd Watterson Asset Management, a Cleveland-based company. Shaffy said he sold shares to acquire more cash prior to building the Sioux Falls One Stop building. SDPB emailed and called Boyd Watterson Asset Management but never heard back. According to the Bureau of Human Resources and Administration, nothing in state lease agreements requires property owners to inform the state of a sale or change of ownership. However, Shaffy said he did.
In my opinion, I owe it to the state to let them know of any change in ownership or a change in operation on those facilities. You know what I mean? Regardless if I have it in writing or not.
A Bureau of Human Resources and Administration spokesperson said the agency has no documentation of Shaffy's notification, but a BHRA employee who dealt directly with the deal told SDPB in an email, quote, "Yes, I believe the state was notified." When SDPB asked the BHRA for a response, a spokesperson said, quote, "If the state was notified, that information did not make it to the commissioner's office." SDPB spoke with several lawmakers who said they were unaware of the sale of shares even as they discussed the project in the 2025 session. While none of the lawmakers pointed to wrongdoing, they did question the oversight into where South Dakota's taxpayer-funded rent is paid. That includes former legislator Linda Duba, who was on Legislative Appropriations Committee in years prior that discussed the project.
When we were in hearings on this, we were told that Dream Design was the vendor. So this was never disclosed to us in any of the meetings or the questioning sessions that we had with BOA.
It also includes Senator Mark Labke, who looked into the state lease agreements for both Sioux Falls and Rapid City last legislative session. He says he's not losing too much sleep over it.
I would say I'm not overly concerned about it as long as the lease is still active and it's operating as it was originally agreed to. And it's something that if it would become a problem, I'm sure the company would let us know then.
However, many say it's an issue dealing with open government. Senate Pro Tem Chris Carr says this information not being public matters.
Because it's about transparency. And when you're using taxpayer dollars and you're building something or you're going to rent something with a large dollar amount like this, we should know everything there is to know about it. Who we're doing business with, where those dollars are going to go, how this came to be. And the fact is we didn't know. So to sit here and say that, you know, it's private enterprise and does it really matter who owns it? That's not the case when you're dealing with government and taxpayer dollars. We should know. It should all be, you know, brought forward.
Carr helped push SB 145 into law last session. The bill requires legislative approval and oversight for major state lease contracts like those at the one-stop facilities. Carr says this reinforces transparency and accountability.
We work in a mostly Republican legislature. You cannot just take somebody's word for it if they're the member of the same party in the executive branch. And they've resisted some of the bills that have been brought forward. I brought forward the bill that said, hey, these long-term leases, they need to go through an appropriations process. You can't just work them into the G bill. These CapEx projects, we need to be made aware of them, and they need to be in an appropriation.
Carr says the last few years there's been pushback, but they were finally able to get some laws through this last session.
And I appreciate the road administration being willing to work on that. However, we keep uncovering more and more information that shows that we were left in the dark on purpose, especially with the one-stop.
For more background and reaction from additional lawmakers, you can visit sdpb.org/news. A state board overseeing water resources is approving just under $49 million in statewide projects. The Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded the money. Most, about $37 million, is in state loans. That includes $17 million to Sioux Falls and $14 million to Rapid City from the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund for water infrastructure projects. Other communities receiving funds include Mitchell and Toronto. Several county and regional water systems also received funds. The group organizing the state's celebration for the country's 250th birthday is asking South Dakotans to commemorate the occasion by giving back. The South Dakota America's 250th Commission is calling the initiative America Gives. The initiative calls for people to consider volunteering, mentoring, getting involved in neighborhood cleanups, or other ways of improving your community. South Dakotans who log their hours can be entered for a chance to take part in the decision of how America 250 donates $1 million. More information is online at americas250th.sd.gov. SDPB's live stream and on-demand coverage of every legislative meeting continues this year with one key change. All live coverage is moving to a new website, sdpb.org/sdnetwork. Previously, it was sd.net. We'll continue live streaming every committee meeting and floor session on the new site, as well as on the SDPB YouTube page. Archives of meetings will be available on our YouTube page. That coverage begins tomorrow with the State of the State address at 1 Central, noon Mountain Time. A new report from the Department of Corrections shows a significant improvement in staffing levels compared to previous years. The department's 2025 fiscal report showed just 16 vacant security staff positions last July. That's a vacancy rate of about 3%. In recent years, the number of openings was well over 100, peaking in December of 2022 when the vacancy rate was 30%. South Dakota News Watch reports this comes following an initiative launched in 2022 by former Governor Kristi Noem to increase salaries. DOC officials say the improved staffing numbers puts the department in good position as it prepares to open a new women's prison in Rapid City. Governor Larry Roden is introducing a bill to support expansion of the Sioux Falls and Rapid City airports. SB 76 provides each airport 0% interest loans for up to $15 million. The money comes from unused money from the Housing Infrastructure Fund. Supporters say the airports need to continue to grow to support growth in tourism in South Dakota. Critics have previously voiced concerns over using state resources on narrow-focused projects in a tight budget year. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.